This morning on WCHL, UNC announced on Thursday that Dr. Jan Boxall, professor of philosophy, former faculty chair and academic counselor for women's basketball, submitted a one-paragraph letter on Monday, making her resignation effective February 28th. The university has been in the crosshairs in recent years following revelations of an academic scandal of steering student-athletes toward irregular courses. And a new UNC study shows just how easily teens can buy e-cigarettes online in violation of state law. Those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports. Number 15, North Carolina women advanced over Georgia Tech 84-64 last night. And the Tar Heel men are gearing up to take on the Blue Devils of Duke tomorrow night in the Smith Center. And
congratulations to Marcus Page, one of Carolina's best student athletes.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, you're just waking up this morning wondering if you're going to have trouble getting to work or getting out of your driveway. No such thing. It's all right out there. There are some icy patches on the road. A little black ice out there. Our winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today, but otherwise sunny today, much cooler with a high in the middle 30s. More on the weather coming up, but you won't have any problem getting where you're going. A key figure in the UNC academic scandal has given up appealing the university's decision back in October to fire her. UNC announced yesterday Dr. Jan Boxall, professor of philosophy, former faculty chair, and academic counselor for women's basketball, submitted a one-paragraph letter on Monday this week, making her resignation effective February 28th. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Boxall had received notice of her termination on October 22nd from Vice Chancellor and Provost James W. Dean, Jr. In his two-page letter, Dean cited four areas of misconduct mentioned in the Weinstein Report, the product of an investigation into nearly 200 so-called paper classes in the former Department of African and Afro-American Studies over 18 years. In his recap of that report, Dean said that Boxall had recommended specific grades for certain students enrolled in AFAM classes. She was also found to have steered student-athletes to AFAM classes that offered easy grades in return for very little effort. According to the report, Boxall authored and edited portions of papers for students she tutored. And she allowed student-athletes to enroll in easy independent study classes in the philosophy department. Dean offered his regrets in the October 22nd letter in light of what he called Boxall's record of outstanding service as a well-regarded teacher, mentor, colleague, and leader. But he also described her terminable offenses as flawed and unethical. Boxall is reportedly seeking retirement benefits from UNC. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university has really been under the microscope in recent years following revelations of the academic scandal. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns to find out more about the admissions process for UNC student athletes.
What was the discussion that was delayed until September? Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So there were four resolutions that were presented to the faculty council by the athletics reform group, and that's an ad hoc group of faculty who formed, I think, several years ago, that were very concerned about the development and the relationship with athletics and academics. And as a result of their conversations and discussions, there were four resolutions they presented at faculty council. And again, before we thought about or discussed any of the specific resolutions, we all agree that none of the violations that occurred should have occurred at Carolina. And we have to do everything in our power to make sure that those can't happen again. And so it's in that spirit that we take a look at some of these recommendations. And there were four specific issues. The first was related to admission of athletic recruits. And the second was related to the academic support services for students who are involved in athletics and other students. The third was the composition of the Faculty Athletics Committee. And then the fourth was a task force on athletics and how it relates to academics at Carolina, and perhaps the larger question.
And with the admissions discussion there, what's the policy as it stands now?
So Carolina has, I think, perhaps the most faculty involvement in admissions admissions process, but also the special admissions process of any of its peer institutions. And now I'm not an expert in this area, but this is what I've been told as I've listened to this. And so we have the advisory committee to undergraduate admissions, and then we have the special admit committee, and all of those have faculty. In addition, we have the faculty athletics committee. And over the past several years, there's been a lot of work done on what are the criteria that we use to admit students, because clearly we want to have students that can succeed at Carolina, and we aren't doing a service to those folks that we admit that are unable to achieve academically, particularly if they're also going to be involved in athletics.
That is Bruce Cairns, and you will hear more on that conversation later on in the hour. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
In a galaxy not so far away, homeowners are waiting to make upgrades to their home until they're ready to sell. But why wait? That's like upgrading from an X-Wing to the Millennium Falcon and handing someone else the keys. Trust your feelings and take the leap to make those changes now. That way, you and your Jedi Knights or Padawans can enjoy living in a home that you love now. Don't wait until the Empire Strikes Back. Invest in your home today for the present and the future.
The possibilities are endless.
Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to cedarburgkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation. Again, that number is 919-967-1171. Or cedarburgkitchens.com for your free consultation.
With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadman's.
Breadman's on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting the ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
6:14 at WCHL. A new UNC study shows just how easily teens can buy e-cigarettes online in violation of state law. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Are e-cigarettes too easy for minors to buy online? Dr. Rebecca Williams thinks so.
We found that it was very easy for teens to buy e-cigarettes online. It took little effort for them to bypass the age verification practices of the vendors because there was very little use of rigorous age verification. Only 5 orders were rejected by vendors due to age verification, and we had an e-cigarette purchase success rate of 94%.
Williams is a researcher at the UNC Lineberger Cancer Center. She led a new study that found teens can easily buy e-cigarettes online, despite a state law requiring age verification. She recruited a group of teens to purchase e-cigarettes online from 98 websites. The law passed in 2013 requires online sellers to verify age using a public records database, but the teens were able to type in false birth dates or lie about their ages.
While 7 of the vendors in the study claimed to use age verification techniques that could potentially comply with North Carolina's law, only 1 actually did.
The e-cigarette industry is growing rapidly, yet largely unregulated. While proponents argue that they offer a healthy alternative to smoking tobacco, Williams says a growing body of research says otherwise.
More and more research is coming in that shows that e-cigarettes are dangerous and in some ways maybe even more dangerous than cigarettes. For example, there was a study that came out recently that showed that e-cigarettes can release 5 to 10 times more formaldehyde than a typical cigarette does.
Most troubling, she says e-cigarette use is on the rise among teens.
The CDC has reported an annual doubling in the rate of teens reporting using e-cigarettes. Hundreds of thousands of teens annually are using e-cigarettes that never smoked cigarettes before.
Williams calls for federal regulations that mandate age verification at the time of purchase and delivery.
It's important that we have federal regulations affecting these sales, and specifically strictly enforced federal regulations, because without that, online e-cigarette vendors have little motivation to decrease their profits by spending the time and money it takes to properly verify customers' age and reject underage buyers.
You can read the full study in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory is proposing pay raises for teachers, state troopers, and prison officers in the North Carolina state government budget that he's recommending to the legislature. McCrory unveiled his two-year spending plan yesterday. The Republican governor wants to spend $21.5 billion in the year starting July 1st, roughly 2% higher than the current plan in place. The governor should get support from lawmakers for his proposal to raise starting teacher salaries from $33,000 to $35,000. Legislative leaders promised last year they would increase that floor. He also wants experience-based raises for teachers. McCrory Budget Director Lee Roberts says there are no tax increases. The legislature will consider McCrory's spending blueprint while fashioning its own budget through mid-2017. GOP legislative leaders hope the governor will sign any final proposal into law. WCHL News Time 617. Time now for traffic, brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And not a lot of traffic out there this morning. Not a lot to report. If you know of anything that is a problem that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. Talk to Nikki Morse, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And we'll say maybe a little black ice out there in some spots today. But other than that, not really much of a problem. But hold on. We'll see what happens later on today. Carolina Ann's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now you're WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Well, it's 26 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's cold enough. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. There are some icy patches out there on the roads. Sunny skies today, otherwise much cooler, though, with a high only about 35 degrees. Tonight, clear, cold with a low in the low 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny, not as cool with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold with a low around 30. And then on Sunday, mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit warmer. We do have some changes in our schedules for today for schools in anticipation of the really severe icy weather. There are delays for our schools. Basically, everybody delayed 2 hours. Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools delayed 2 hours today. Alamance Burlington Schools, 2 hours. Orange County Schools delayed 2 hours. Durham Public Schools, same thing. Chatham County Schools delayed 2 hours for staff. Delayed 3 hours for students. St. Thomas More Catholic School in Chapel Hill will run on a two-hour delay. And UNC offices and classes won't open until 10 o'clock this morning. Also, Durham Technical Community College delayed until 10 a.m. That's all our weather-related announcements. You can go to our website to get the full list. And that's chapelboro.com, of course. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Fruit Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And you know what this weekend is? It's Duke and Carolina. We'll get to that in just a moment. But let me just tell you there is ACC action in Greensboro with the women. Stephanie Vavunga got 23 points last night, matched her career high with 16 rebounds and blocked a career high 8 shots to lead number 15 North Carolina, the number 6 seed, to an 84-64 win over 11th seed Georgia Tech. That was in the second round of the ACC tournament. Tar Heels are now 24-7. They will play 3rd seed and 10th ranked Louisville in the quarterfinals later today. So, congratulations to the Tar Heel women, who shot 50% for that game and got an impressive 84-64 win. Now, on to the men. Tar Heels have the chance to end the regular season with an exclamation point on Saturday night in the Dean Smith Center. This is generally the case when the Blue Devils come to Chapel Hill. WCHL's Matt Oaks takes a look at round two of the biggest rivalry in all of college sports.
Number 19 North Carolina will remember well its 92-90 overtime loss at Cameron Indoor a few weeks ago. Up by
by double digits in the closing minutes of regulation. Some sloppy mistakes in a rowdy environment cost the Tar Heels dearly. Saturday offers a chance at redemption. That chance at revenge certainly isn't lost on Roy Williams. Roy's all fired up.
If we have a letdown this time, guys, or we don't have a freaking heart. Come on. Playing Duke, and they beat us last time. The greatest rivalry in all of college basketball. If we get beat, it won't be because of a letdown. And I'm telling you, if State beat us, it wasn't because of a letdown. It's because State played a heck of a lot better than we did. If we have a letdown Saturday, I mean, what have we done? We're not even in the top four.
Roy pointed out another interesting subplot to Saturday evening's festivities. Louisville and UNC are competing for the number four seed in next week's ACC tourney. The Cardinals face the back-to-back ACC regular season champion Virginia Cavaliers in game one of ESPN's doubleheader. A loss there would open the door for the Tar Heels to secure the precious double bye in Greensboro next week. As for Duke, Mike Krzyzewski has no such worries. His Blue Devils locked up the number two seed next week with their senior night thrashing of Wake Forest Wednesday night. Coach K is concerned, however, with a couple bum ankles.
Yeah, you know, our trainer said it didn't seem bad, although I thought Emil was, even when he came back in, was favoring it. We'll see tomorrow. I don't think long-lasting. I hope everyone's ready for Saturday, you know, because, you know, we only have the eight guys, so that's not a good thing. But we're concerned.
The Tar Heels come into the rivalry matchup with some momentum. Coming off two road victories at Miami and at Georgia Tech, Carolina appears to be in fine form. Here's Coach Williams.
We tried to do a better job on the big guys in the second half, and we've sort of meandered around there a little bit, but we got enough breaks and got enough layups, got enough shots to go in the basket. But I do believe the whole thing is we just had more bodies than they did.
And the bodies keep coming for Carolina. Freshman Theo Pinson has dressed out the past two games and even saw limited activity Tuesday night in Atlanta. A healthy Pinson adds even more depth to an already deep UNC lineup. Duke, on the other hand, doesn't have that luxury. Getting into foul trouble simply is not an option for the shorthanded Blue Devils. That's why Coach K is emphasizing getting healthy.
You know, we secured the second spot, you know, for the ACC tournament, which is great. And a big game on Saturday, but let's get healthy and go for it.
Freshman Tar Heel Joel Berry tallied a career-high 15 points against Georgia Tech, including a trio of three-pointers. If Berry's knocking down outside shots, look out.
You just got to put in the extra work if you want to see things happen in the game. So I just try to, after practice, get up extra shots, and once I get out on the court, game-time situation, it'll help a lot.
Practice is, in fact, making perfect for Berry. The returning Pinson is hoping for the same.
I've been running and cutting on it all week, but since in the middle of last week, so I was pretty comfortable with it, and I was just ready to just get back out there and play basketball.
The final member, the Tar Heel freshman trio, Justin Jackson, has been rounding into form as well. Jackson says he's taking a more aggressive mindset to the floor.
For the team to win, they need everybody to step up, me included. So these past couple games, I've really tried to just be more aggressive and try to make things happen, and it's worked out pretty well.
Carolina leads the all-time series with Duke 133-106, but the Blue Devils have won the last two meetings. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage will start 2 hours before game time right here on WCHL with Countdown to Tip-Off. I'll be your host for that. It is truly UNC Duke Week in Chapel Hill. Most of the attention is on Saturday night's basketball game, but Coach Mike Fox and his 8-3, 11th-ranked Tar Heel baseball team will also host a very talented Duke team today, starting today, again tomorrow and Sunday. Blue Devils are 10-1 coming into this three-game series. And the first pitch for the series will be thrown at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Zach Gallen will be on the mound for Carolina. Both of the weekend games will start at 2 and will be carried live right here on WCHL. So we also have a pair of tickets to give away to today's game. So stay tuned. You'll get your opportunity to call in later on in the day. 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. This winter has been quite harsh, to say the least, for the Northeast, and for Boston in particular. All that snow on the ground makes it hard to get around, and that, as our CBS News colleague Anna Werner tells us, has been bad for business.
All across Boston, businesses are suffering. The snow snarled transportation in the city. Some people can't get to work, and mounds of snow are simply in the way, everywhere, leaving local shoppers and tourists alike nowhere to walk or park. So many just aren't shopping.
And apparently they're not eating out either.
At the Galley Diner in South Boston, there's plenty of the award-winning corned beef hash and eggs on the grill. What they've been missing lately are customers.
More after this from David Harris of AJC.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to the U.S. Congress this week. It was the third time he addressed our legislators, just like legendary British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. His speech was interrupted by some 25 standing ovations from Democrats and Republicans alike. Netanyahu thanked the American president. "I will always be grateful to President Obama for his support, and American people, as well as the Congress, for their invaluable leadership and friendship." Like Churchill, he came with an urgent message. In Churchill's case, it was about the Nazi regime. In Netanyahu's case, it was about the Iranian regime. Deeply concerned about a possible deal with Iran that would keep its basic nuclear infrastructure in place, he said, "Iran has proven time and again that it cannot be trusted." He added, "The greatest danger facing our world is the marriage of militant Islam with nuclear weapons." It's a speech worth watching. Find it at AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
In snowy South Boston, Anna Werner met Colleen Campbell at the Galley Diner.
Campbell runs the diner with her husband. She says on a good day, 100 hungry customers will come through the door. But since the snowstorms hit...
Yeah, the weekdays are awful. One day, a few weeks ago, he said he only had 15 customers the entire day.
That is awful. And if other businesses are suffering in the same way, the overall impact has got to be huge. Anna also spoke with Paul Guzzi, who heads the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce.
We're talking $1 billion.
$1 billion.
I believe that. It's a lot of money. Some of it we will recoup. But the business that the local restaurant doesn't do is not going to be recouped.
For now, all the Campbells and other small business owners can do is to keep their fingers crossed and hope that spring gets here soon.
How would you describe what this is like for you as a small business owner?
Impossible. You know, it's like you really can't do much about it. It's Mother Nature.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with children? If so, you can make a tremendous difference in the life of a child. For more information on becoming a mentor with Blue Ribbon, please contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170. Again, that's 919-918-2170. And you can make a difference in the life of a child. Thank you to WCHL for your support of Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocates.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Care and Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program.
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly of the Arts Spot at WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Good morning. You're just waking up this morning. We have a little bit of black ice out there, but otherwise not as bad as we anticipated. It is 27 degrees right now. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 12 noon today. And there are some icy patches on the roads, but otherwise it's not so bad. 27 degrees right now. Forecast brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. It is going to be sunny, much cooler, high today in the middle 30s, tonight clear, cold with a low in the middle in the low 20s, and then tomorrow we're looking at sunny skies, not as cool with a high in the low 50s, Saturday night, clear, cold with a low down around 30. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Not such a bad weekend. Also, the schools basically are delayed by 2 hours today. That goes for the Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Alamance Burlington Schools, and Durham Tech delayed until 10. UNC offices and classes not open until 10. And St. Thomas More Catholic School running at a two-hour delay as well.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. February may have been another solid month for job hunters.
Analysts predict the economy added 230,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate is likely to tick down to 5.6%.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst. PNC Bank senior economist Gus Fauché says so far this year,
we're seeing job gains in most sectors right now. We might see a bit of weakness in February in construction because of the bad weather we had in some parts of the country. But overall, we've got manufacturing adding jobs, construction adding jobs, service industries are doing well.
Oil industry payrolls had dropped a bit in January, and that trend may have continued in February due to the long stretch of lower crude oil prices. Still, for more than a year, Fauché says solid hiring has been the trend.
Last year was the best year for job growth since 1999. We added more than 3 million jobs in 2014. Perhaps a little bit slower job growth this year, but still more than enough to keep up with normal growth in the labor force.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I restaurant at East 54, open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
27 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. A key figure in the UNC academic scandal has given up appealing the university's decision back in October to fire her. UNC announced on Thursday that Dr. Jan Boxall, professor of philosophy, former faculty chair, and academic counselor for women's basketball, submitted a one-paragraph letter on Monday, making her resignation effective February 28th. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Boxall had received notice of her termination on October 22nd from Vice Chancellor and Provost James W. Dean, Jr. In his two-page letter, Dean cited four areas of misconduct mentioned in the Weinstein Report, the product of an investigation into nearly 200 so-called paper classes in the former Department of African and Afro-American Studies over 18 years. In his recap of that report, Dean said that Boxall had recommended specific grades for certain students enrolled in AFAM classes. She was also found to have steered student-athletes to AFAM classes that offered easy grades in return for very little effort. According to the report, Boxall authored and edited portions of papers for students she tutored. And she allowed student-athletes to enroll in easy independent study classes in the philosophy department. Dean offered his regrets in the October 22nd letter in light of what he called Boxall's record of outstanding service as a well-regarded teacher, mentor, colleague, and leader. But he also described her terminable offenses as flawed and unethical. Boxall is reportedly seeking retirement benefits from UNC. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university has been in the crosshairs in recent years following revelations of the academic scandal of steering student-athletes toward irregular courses. WCHL's Blake Hodge continues his conversation now with UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns about student-athlete admission policies.
Are any changes being considered to that policy?
There's been a very extensive effort, actually, over the past several years to address the specifics that were outlined in this resolution regarding the potential success of an athletic recruit and what are the criteria that we use to diversify the student body. And so the principle that's outlined in this resolution is something that we've had a number of committees and a number of faculty have been working very hard on. The specifics of exactly what to endorse or how this resolution can be incorporated into that work was what the referral to committee, that was the recommendation. And so it's not a question of whether or not we should be looking at these issues, but what specifically do we want to make a recommendation about? I would say that the real key here is that we at Carolina have always believed that we are really interested in selecting the very best students, the very best people who can succeed at Carolina and really allow us to have the kind of diversity of student body to be the greatest public university serving the people of the state of North Carolina. And that's a complicated process. And, of course, we have an admissions committee that works on that in the context of faculty. I think that, again, I'm not an expert in this area, but it is a fairly holistic process. and there are a number of criteria that are used. The key is that I don't believe historically that what we've done is looked at bottom line numbers to say that if we set this line here, we can say that we are higher than our peers. What we are interested in is making sure that we have the right kind of student body for the university, but most importantly, that these students will come, get an outstanding education, and then become leaders in society. And that's really, there have been some metrics tied in with that, with prediction of performance, particularly as it relates to student-athletes. But that has evolved over time, particularly over the last couple of years. And so the idea is to take this resolution, the basic principle that's outlined it, and send it back to the group that has been working so hard on this, and then see what we can bring back to faculty council that allows us to understand how we're fulfilling that principle. And that's true for all these resolutions that we have.
That is UNC Faculty Chair Bruce Cairns talking with WCHL's Blake Hodge. You will hear more from him throughout the morning here on WCHL. Governor Pat McCrory is proposing pay raises for teachers, state troopers, and prison officers in the North Carolina state government budget that he's recommending to the legislature. McCrory unveiled his two-year spending plan yesterday. The Republican governor wants to spend $21.5 billion in the year starting July 1st, roughly 2% higher than the current plan. The governor should get support from lawmakers for his proposal to raise starting teacher salaries from $33,000 a year to $35,000. Legislative leaders promised last year they would increase that floor. He also wants experience-based raises for teachers. McCrory Budget Director Lee Roberts says there are no tax increases. The legislature will consider the governor's spending blueprint while fashioning its own budget through mid-2017. GOP legislative leaders hope the governor will sign any final proposal into law. North Carolina lawmakers are divided on whether corporate tax breaks sought by the governor will encourage job creation or amount to a multi-million dollar giveaway. The State House yesterday approved legislation expanding the state's main tax break offered to relocating companies. The measure also gives American Airlines almost $50 million in tax discounts in the next 4 years on jet fuel it buys at its Charlotte hub. The bill also widens tax breaks for electricity-hungry computer data centers, which are expensive or expensive to build but need very few employees. Supporters say the tax breaks are needed to attract new jobs and hold on to existing companies. Opponents said government was trying to favor some companies with benefits, though there's little evidence that incentives are actually decisive. And the North Carolina House has agreed to restrain an impending cut in the state's gasoline tax to keep money flowing to road and bridge projects. House lawmakers on Thursday approved letting the gas tax fall from the current 37.5 cents a gallon to 36 cents a gallon for the rest of 2015. Doing nothing would have meant the tax pegged to wholesale gas prices would likely drop below 30 cents per gallon, according to legislative analysts. Some Democrats branded the legislation a tax increase. The measure now returns to the state Senate, which voted last month to cut the tax to 35 cents through the end of 2015 and make that the floor under a reworked formula. The Senate can go along with the House's changes or start negotiating final language. And the saga continues at the state legislature, the General Assembly in Raleigh. Just so exciting. Just so glad I'm not there.
I'm sure they are, too.
Yeah, they really are.
Just a little. Hey, get this. You want to hear some interesting news I just read?
Yeah, get my mind off this politics.
All right. Here. Excuse me.
Harrison, it's quite all right.
Harrison Ford, you know, Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
He was recently flying this vintage plane, and it lost its engine power. I mean, recently. This is like yesterday. It crash-landed on a golf course near the airport, okay?
Gosh.
He was pulled from the plane and given help by, guess who? Doctors who were playing golf.
Really?
Yeah.
So imagine that.
So I guess the moral of the story is if you plan on crashing crash-landing a plane, do it where the doctors are.
Yeah, and there are lots of wide-open spaces, too, at the golf course.
Well, there's another point. There's another good point, but he's okay.
But is he all right? Yeah.
Yes, he's fine. Non-life-threatening injuries. A little banged up, but otherwise he's fine.
Well, he should be used to it after going through all the things that he does in the movies.
Yes, because we all know how true those are. those were totally him, not a stunt double by any means.
We all know how all that stuff is real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I'm glad he's okay.
Yes, he's good.
I've always liked Harrison Ford.
He's a very lucky man.
Yeah, he is. For sure. 6:40 at WCHL. Coming up, we have a commentary on the way from Naris Levy. But as far as the weather is concerned, Nikki, you didn't have any problem this morning, did you?
No, there's a few icy patches out there, though. So
but
you're
yeah,
gonna be out.
Just a little bit of black ice out there, but otherwise, it's nothing happening. You know, but the schools pretty much all delayed by 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that, of course, in anticipation of what was supposed to happen, and kind of didn't happen. Not, you know, severely anyway. Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools are delayed 2 hours. Orange County Schools delayed 2 hours. Alamance Burlington Schools, Chatham County Schools delayed 2 hours for staff. This is Chatham County, delayed 2 hours for staff, but 3 hours for students.
Wow, nice.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Extra hour.
Durham Technical Community College delayed until 10. And UNC offices and classes are open at 10, which is also extremely unusual. So, anyway, a little bit of black ice out there this morning, but basically there's no precipitation right now. Everything is copacetic. All right, coming up, Nikki, we'll take a look at your morning traffic on WCHL. But next, we have today's commentary.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Enjoy the best hops and high cuisine at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, March 12th. The evening begins at 6 p.m. with local North Carolina craft brews by Foothills Brewing and delicious hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by a scrumptious four-course plated dinner prepared by executive chef James Clark and is paired perfectly with Foothills craft beers. Secure your seat today to indulge in a unique experience of culinary delights and thirst-quenching beers. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Naris Levy. These past few days of record-breaking weather have been a reminder to us all that nature calls the shots in this world. Politics take a backseat. It reminds us that working together and looking out for each other are ultimately more important, necessary, and rewarding than dividing and ruling. Nature's hand is random, and emergencies can strike anyone. Elitism and discrimination are destructive and cut across our basic instincts of cooperation and mutual support. By ignoring our weakest and denying them essential support, which seems to be the daily mantra in Raleigh, we will ultimately destroy the social fabric of our state, which has painstakingly been put together by generations of courageous and visionary citizens. There will be many more natural disasters, given the volatility of our weather in response to the planetary climate changes, and we don't need to add avoidable social disasters to this potential load by ignoring our unemployed, hungry, and disadvantaged fellow citizens. The world is bigger than all of us, and we should measure up to its changing demands, stand together in dealing with them, and not practice social and economic elitism, which could result in destroying us all. This is Naris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCH.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
The second meeting of the season between Carolina and Duke comes tomorrow night in the Smith Center at 9 o'clock when the Heels host the Devils. It has only been 2.5 weeks since the first game between the two when Duke erased a 10-point deficit in the final minutes to win 92-90 in overtime. What did Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams take away from the first meeting between the two rivals?
Well, we made some shots, which is always good. We got some steals, got our break going a little bit. Defensively, we were okay. We didn't have an answer for them making the threes early. They make 5 of 7 or something like that in the first half. They make 10 threes during the game. That's awfully difficult for us. We made 2 threes and they made 10. Yeah, I scored 30-6 from 3-point line, but we had some opportunities to close the game out from the free throw line or getting a stop and an defensive rebound. And you just have to congratulate them.
My name is Mandy and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Tomorrow will be senior night in Chapel Hill and the 240th renewal of the Carolina-Duke rivalry. It is surely to be a great atmosphere in the Smith Center for the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils.
Well, I think it will be. The crowd was sensational against State, and we didn't help them out, and so we've got to play a little bit better, to say the least. And Duke is playing better than anybody in our league right now.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Our coverage of tomorrow's Carolina-Duke game will begin 2 hours before tip time, right here on WCHL.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Town Hall Burger and Beer. Here is Nikki Morse.
Be careful if you're going to be out in the roadways. That's due to icy patches on the roads. May not have gotten that wintry precipitation, but it is below freezing, so any of those wet spots could actually be frozen. All the cameras showing a nice start to the morning commute. No accidents to get in your way on 40 eastbound all the way out to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thought I might have to spend about 15 minutes scraping the ice off my windshield this morning. No, that didn't happen.
No?
And, you know, I was quite happy to see that there was none of that when I went outside.
I was so relieved.
I was going to call the, you know, call and see if I could get a 4-wheel drive vehicle to come get me. Didn't happen.
No.
So I got here just fine.
I'm glad.
Thank
really,
you so
really
much,
glad.
Because I am so happy to be here. Thank you.
Of course.
We'll talk to you in just a little while here. Town Hall Burger and Beer is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle, located in 751 right across from South Point. It's a perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces, and be in and out in 20 minutes. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Grenville Jewelers. Well, 27 degrees right now, certainly cold enough, but we didn't get the measure of precipitation that Nikki mentioned just a moment ago. It's a little bit icy out there in some spots, but basically it was a lot of hullabaloo about something that didn't happen. Winter weather advisory in effect until 12 noon today. There are some icy patches on the road, so please just be aware of that. Also, the school's delayed. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. But first, sunny, much cooler, high today in the middle 30s, tonight clear, cold, low in the low 20s, and then tomorrow, sunny, not as cool with a high in the low 50s. Saturday night, clear, cold with a low around 30, and then on Sunday, mostly sunny and high in the upper 50s. Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, Chatham County Schools, Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, Alamance, Burlington Schools, Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, all delayed by 2 hours. Chatham County Schools delayed 2 hours for staff, but delayed 3 hours for students. St. Thomas More Catholic School in Chapel Hill will run on a two-hour delay. Durham Technical Community College won't open until 10, and UNC offices and classes will open at 10 this morning. So a little bit unusual situation this morning. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods, Grimble Jewelers. All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of those. Actor Ben Murphy, 73 years old today. Mary Wilson, one of the Supremes, 71. Hugh Grundy, who was the drummer of the Zombies, is 70 years old today. Singer, guitarist, songwriter David Gilmour, Pink Floyd, is 69. Actor, director Rob Reiner, 68 years old today. He's a really talented guy. Singer Kiki D, 68. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Remember that song she did with Elton John? Actor Tom Arnold is 56. Now, there's a bit of a surprise. I would have thought he was older than that. Also, D.L. Hughley of the Hughleys on TV, 51 years old today. Actress Connie Britton, who stars in Nashville, 48 years old today. Actress Myra Kelly, who's probably best known for her role in One Tree Hill. She's 47 years old today. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Liz Mason Carter has a birthday, as does Jerry Neville, Glenn Gillan, and Brian Reap. Happy birthday, Brian Reap, from all of us here at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia. And I'm Rod Stutz. But the star of this show, the star of this trivia show is Freddie Kiger.
Well, you are so kind. But, folks, it's a ballet. It's a game of yin and yang, give and take.
Is that why you pirouetted into the studio?
I did, and I've got some great turnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've turned out.
I
can
arabesque with the best of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Those years of ballet and tap.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're really graceful, I can say that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, on your tiptoes.
Thank you very much.
You always keep me on my toes.
Well, we have to keep each other on our toes.
Yeah.
Hope the ACC tournament is going well. It's still going on in G-Burl.
Mm-hmm.
And we got lots of stuff going on this weekend. Of course, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, the rematch, Duke, North Carolina. And, in fact, on the very same day, UNC baseball. In fact, it starts today.
Yeah.
A three-game series, UNC baseball hosting the Blue Devils.
All right. Good luck to Mike Fox and the Tar Heels.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to get started talking about this Carolina-Duke game because we'll be here all day.
I know.
But what's up? What kind of question you got?
Surfing USA.
Surfing USA. Okay.
We're all planning out a route.
We're going to be real soon. Yeah, that's right.
We're waxing down our surfboards. We can't wait for June.
We can't wait for June.
We'll all be gone for the summer.
Uh-huh.
We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing.
Surfing USA. There's a place for this somewhere. I just don't know where.
What term is used by surfers and skaters who prefer to have their left foot on the back of the board? What term is used by
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Like, what term is used by surfers, man, and skaters who prefer to have, like, their left foot on the back of the board? Okay, dude?
Far out, man.
Okay.
Gnarly.
Call us at 919-929-WCHL if you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're standing on that board, whether it be surfing or sidewalk surfing.
Yep.
If you got your left foot on the back of the board and you got that right one on the front, what is it called?
Let's go sidewalk surfing today.
That was also right. Beach Boys, but Jan and Dean did the single.
That's right.
Because it was essentially the Beach Boys' Catch a Wave and You're Sitting on top of the World.
That's right.
Call us.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
It is time to say thank you to Elizabeth Waugh DeFord, who is leaving her post at the Interfaith Council for Social Service. John Dorwood, Executive Director, is with us. And John, why is Elizabeth today's WCHL hometown hero?
Well, Elizabeth is one of those great hires that comes along once in a blue moon. And they come in and they get the program. They understand what we're trying to do. And she cares about the people that she's working with and working for. And it's a delight to be able to work with somebody like that.
I understand that Elizabeth has been running the homeless shelters, Home Start and Community House, and she is just one of those people who does it because she's passionate about helping people.
She is. She's worked in this line for a long, long time. She's had a variety of different jobs within the community over the years, but always she's been working with people. She's always been trying to make their lives better, and that's a great thing to run into.
One of the things that Elizabeth has said in the past is that she loves trying to help people get back on their feet, and I'm sure that you have a lot of success stories there where Elizabeth has been a big help to them at the IFC.
And I think that that's true. Elizabeth is a big part of that. That's the whole point of having the homeless shelters here in Orange County for us, is really to be able to get people back on their feet, to get them back into independent living, and to have them being just normal tax-paying citizens again. And so that's what we're shooting for, and that's what she has been working for. She's done a lot of the work on developing the new program that will go into place and that we're already starting to put into place for the new community house that is being built.
I know that Elizabeth is stepping down from her job after less than a year in that particular position, but she's worked with the IFC for a long time and unfortunately going away for medical reasons, but she's probably going to remain quite active, I would imagine, in helping people. And I understand she's even working with you for a little bit longer as well.
She has not officially left us. She's working part-time as her health allows at the moment, and I am really happy to say that they are kind of narrowing in and they think they are figuring out what's going on there. So we are very hopeful that she will regain her health. And when she does, we've already been talking about some volunteer opportunities and some different things so that she will remain with us. She started her career off when she was much younger, working with us out at Home Start. So she's worked with us a couple times, and I don't want to lose her now.
Well, John Dorwood, I appreciate your recommendation. And Elizabeth Waugh DeFord is today's WCHL hometown hero. Elizabeth, thank you for everything that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Coming up on a couple of minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Freddie, I...
Surfing question.
Come on, dude. You don't know this, man?
You may be an old surfer. I'm thinking of, right now, I'm thinking of Sean Penn in that movie.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's right, man. I mean, that's the way you sound. That's the way you look, too.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Let me get the hair out of my eyes.
Yeah. What's up? What's the answer to your question?
All right. What term is used by surfers and skaters who prefer to have their left foot on the back of the board?
I don't know.
Goofy foot.
Goofy foot.
Goofy foot.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, yeah. Goofy foot. It's believed the term came from an old 1937 Disney cartoon when Goofy went surfing and rode into shore with his left foot back and his right foot forward.
I love Goofy. Congratulations to Hathaway Pendergrass, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. Hathaway gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Freddie will be back with another question for you on Monday morning again. You call it when you're surfing, either sidewalk surfing or surfing out in the ocean. When you have your left foot back on the back of the board, apparently that's called Goofy Foot. I did not know that.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadman's.
Breadman's on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Fredman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What? You think
this hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
27 degrees this morning. Look for a high today in the middle 30s. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News.